just me speaking on my experiences and what has worked for me, it just becomes easier and easier. Whereas all of a sudden, something that wasn't work, now it's something you need to create more energy in your life. And so health and wealth for going into New Year's, really focus on what you want to accomplish. Celebrate your gains, celebrate everything you've done and you learned and your accomplishments. That type of gratitude, it's just so important. Boys, it cheer me up if I get down on my and step back and look at what I've accomplished. And then recognizing what I want to do for 2023.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and today is a short episode wishing all of you a happy new year. I hope everyone had a great Christmas last week with friends and family, and now we're heading into the new year. And I hope everyone has a happy new year. And I do think this is a perfect time to focus on health and wealth going into 2020. Not, as I've talked about in previous episodes over the last several years, I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions. With that said, I think it's a great time. The world, in a way, in a good way, is not turning. Everyone's relaxing, preparing for 2023. And I think it's a great time to look back over the year and celebrate the successes, the things that you have accomplished, whether it's personally or professionally, what you've done right. And then the areas, I wouldn't say failures, but the areas where you've gained an incredible amount of knowledge so that you can improve things and how you can apply that going into 2023. And so I think this is a great time to reflect on everything you've done well. And I think it's great and have gratitude. This is the game I play, and boys, it made my life happier. But then also setting up goals for 2023. What are the big things that you want to accomplish? And I would encourage, I have so much running on in my brain. What has really been helpful for me is just doing a huge mind dump. I do this a lot more than once a year now, at least quarterly, but just write down everything in your mind, whether it's sipping a cup of coffee or whatever is a relaxing environment where you're uninterrupted, just sitting down and reflecting and thinking about what is everything that is occupying your mind and put it on a sheet or sheets of paper and then narrow it down. And I don't know why I resonate with three things so well. It's just what works for me. And then narrowing it down to the top three things that you want to accomplish and breaking those things down into categories like health. That's important to you. What are the top three things you want to accomplish? Improving your blood profile, dropping body fat, being better aerobically, whatever it is, narrow it down to those top three things for you. That's what the game I'll be playing this weekend with a good conversation for me thinking, but then also involving my wife, my ultimate business partner. And she knows me, like I was telling her this morning heading into the office, she knows me more than I know me, right? And so it's great having that third party verification, but then sharing with my wife, my ultimate partner, what my priorities and dreams are so she can be a part of that team going into 2023. The three top things for health and fitness, top three things for family, and then locking in our calendar for 20. These are our days off. This is what we do, are going to do. And then we've learned from COVID a couple years ago, having option A, B, and C. So instead of locking things on things that are specific to travel, saying, hey, if we've accomplished this financially, we're going to go top tier on this trip. However, if we didn't hit these certain financial goals, because I want to keep everything within our budget, then we have option B, option C, with the biggest focus being completely present for each other, being great parents to our daughter and son, being great husband and wives to each other, and also being true to ourselves so that we can hit that off switch, rejuvenate, and then come back with new ideas and fun ideas for producing and for work. And so I would highly encourage this. I just think this is something that resonates for me. I want to share it for the show. Going into New Year, celebrate your gains, everything you've accomplished, and then really fine-tune what you want to accomplish going into 2023. What's important to you on health and fitness? What's important to you on your personal finances? What's important to you spiritually? What's important to you for your job? And what's important for business? What are those things you want to accomplish? Narrow it down to the top three and stay fixated on it until you've accomplished it. Once that's been hit, now you can bring something up that comes into that top three category. And so defining those goals, incredibly important. And I've talked about this on previous episodes. Now what's important though is once you put, you have to put in writing, and as crazy as it sounds, I love all our digital technology. I love all the computers. I love the things that we can do and the amount of knowledge out there thanks to our technology. And more, I feel like I'm going more and more analog in many ways where love my smartphone, love my iPhone, love what I can do. I love the freedom it can provide. And same time, it can be a little bit of a crutch because it's always with you. But I'm going back to just literally having things for work journals, but then for personal stuff, writing it down and carrying it with me everywhere I go. And then each day looking at it, getting new, looking and seeing what those goals are. What are our goals? What are our goals? And so it's always in my mind. And so it keeps me so I can easily be distracted by all the bright and shiny objects out there that can pull me in all these directions and then miss the main things. So I get back. These are the top three things I'm focusing on. And I got to say no to all this other stuff, because if I'm saying yes to it, then I'm saying no to my top three priorities. And so that's something that's going to be with me every day going. And so I can look at it consistently on a daily basis. Now with those priorities and dreams, then taking those goals, now new habits have, what do you have to do? Break it down on a monthly, weekly, daily basis. What is it you have to do on a monthly basis, weekly basis, daily basis, so you can hit those goals? I mean, it was very simple for the most part. I don't want to get into the health thing. It's just because it's amazing how that can be so offensive to some, but calories in, calories out for most human beings. And so there's a body fat percentage goal, 3,500 calories in a pound of fat, right? So if you want to get down 20 pounds or 30 pounds, you trim 500 calories a day, right? That's a habit. How do you do that? Look what gets accomplished over 8, 12 weeks, 16 weeks. Painfully slow at first, but then you look back after the first quarter and it's, holy cow, look at what has been accomplished. So on a health basis, what needs to be done there on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, and a daily basis, what gets measured, gets managed could be a really good start. Start tracking maybe. Financially, same thing. Start tracking. If you have, if you don't feel that you have savings or financially something that's important to you, what do you need to do on a monthly basis so that you have more savings, a greater percentage? What is it that you have to do to create these new habits? Now, I've done plenty of episodes where I talk about that, and so I was more prepared for the show. I'd give you all the references. But essentially, when you're looking at your finances, for me, I'm a huge fan of automation. And so I love having separate bank accounts. I like having separate intentions, and I like having the green machine. So go to those episodes and setting up the automation uninterrupted. I have at least 10, 15, 20 transactions. I thought it was a lot less. I looked at it, and I was just recently looking at it again. It's amazing all this automation I have occurring where I have these taking advantage of Parkinson's law to my advantage and having over 20% of my gross income systematically go into the green machine, where all that account's meant to do is protect and grow my family's money, right? And then the rest is our permission to get to use, to enjoy today and trips and our typical recurring expenses every month that we have to pay our needs and our wants. But so setting these, you got the goals, you break it down into monthly, weekly, daily habits, and then start measuring. I would highly encourage some type of journal or some system that works for you. As, hey, did I do the habits I had to do so I can hit this goal? You're going to exceed some goals. You're going to flat out way miss some goals. But if you break it down and you look at your habits and you've been hitting those every day and you still didn't hit your goal, okay, now you got to look at it and say, okay, what do I need to do to reform my habits so that these goals could be hit? And reassessing this on a monthly basis and a quarterly basis, I think, could be a very healthy strategy. It sounds like a lot of work at first. And yeah, sitting down and just being still, looking at all this stuff, it is. It's like really mental push-ups. It's not going to be easy at first. It's just the more you push your mind and stretch that rubber band, this is just me speaking on my experiences and what has worked for me, it just becomes easier and easier. Whereas all of a sudden, something that wasn't work, now it's something you need to create more energy in your life. And so health and wealth for going into New Year's, really focus on what you want to accomplish. Celebrate your gains, celebrate everything you've done and you learned and your accomplishments. That type of gratitude, it's just so important. Boys, it cheer me up if I get down on my and step back and look at what I've accomplished. And then recognizing what I want to do for 2023, I highly encourage you sit down and think about it and then bring on your your significant other or a good friend or a mentor to say, hey, this is what I want to do in 2023, and look at who you want to bring on your team to help you do that. Boy, that has been something that's a big focus for me in the last few years. It's not easy, and I have a lot of learning experiences. Then you just keep working on perfecting the team around you, because the reality is that we only have so much time to research all these training techniques for health, to research all these financial instruments, to research construction, research engineering, and research whatever you're passionate about. It's just a blessing of the internet and the curse of the internet. At some point in time, I would highly encourage you just go out and find the specialists that or excel at the areas that you want to improve and find out how you can latch on to them and bring them onto your team. And that could be free mentorship. That could be very pricey mentorship, which looks like a huge expense, but actually becomes out to be a phenomenal investment if you bring on the right team so that they can excel at what they do and do it at a better level at you. So it frees you up to do what you love doing. And so happy New Year's. Focus on health and wealth going into celebrate 2022, and then focus on health and wealth for 2023, and then take action on it, lay it out, put it in writing, and go do it. And please, I always says I overthink the world out of things. I've always hated that term, overthinking things. I understand why that comment is stated, but after you put a lot of thought in things, now I would say it's not overthinking, it's just don't second guess or triple guess yourself. That's why you bring a team around you to keep you focused and keep you on the beach and not all over the place, so that you can have phenomenal successes and accomplishments going into 2023. Happy New Year, and I look forward to the podcast next year.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.